Welcome back. This is episode 34. Today we are going to talk about RPM, how to grow, change, scale any area of your life with this simple strategy. I did this on a team call last night and I thought to myself, man, that is a really good podcast episode. So here I am today recording it. We all have categories of our life that we are focusing on or we should be focusing on. And for brevity of this podcast episode, we're going to pick one area to talk about today, to focus on today. And since I am a health and fitness and mindset coach, I'm going to go with our physical body and our health. Okay, that is going to be the example that I'm going to walk through on the episode today, but you can do this with any category in your life. And when I say category, I mean area. So we have finances, and I like to give my categories a name that actually means something to me, as you'll see in these steps that we're doing today. So for me, finance is generational wealth. That's what I call it, generational wealth, because generational wealth gets me excited. Finances does not. And so your words matter. Go back a couple episodes. So everything we do, everything we say, everything we label, it changes the way we show up, the way we feel about it, as we will learn. Your emotions, for me, that is called the emotion master, which is not something I would have ever called myself in my life, but a lot of work, a lot of awareness, a lot of things like this. Is that the area that you really need to focus on? Your family foundation is what I have. Your health and your physical body. For me, that's physical dominance. And your career, your mission. For me, that is world changer and trailblazer. So those are my categories. You'll probably have 6 or 7. And think about them. You know, you have your personal life and your professional life, of course. You have your career, your mission, or your job, depending on how you feel about it, how you call it different things. And then, you know, you have your family. And within each of these categories, there's usually 3 subcategories. Don't go more than 3. We can't handle more than 3 things in like most cases. But 3 things. There are usually 3 parts to each one. So in family foundation, there's my relationship with my spouse. Then there's relationship with my daughters. And then there's the relationship with the rest of my family. And so there's my 3 subcategories of my family foundation. So for today, we are going to talk about physical dominance, as I call mine. But we're going to talk about what that really looks like. And for most of us, we're focused on the wrong thing, right? And so I hope to clear that up for you. I hope to teach you a skill that will change your life in so many ways. And now you will have a tool that you can come back and listen to it as many times as you want when you're ready to tackle each area of your life. First, I want everyone to start by closing your eyes and picturing a 70-year-old woman or man, whatever you identify as, picture that version of someone at 70 years old, closing your eyes. What do they look like? How do they move? Right? Can you see them? All right, now picture a 90-year-old person. See how they get up out of a chair? How do they walk? What's their body shape, structure? Right? You have these images in your head? Okay, now open your eyes. And now here's what I want to know. Is that who you want to be at 70 or 90? Because when I did this exercise first, I chose someone that I know that is at that age, and I pictured them. And that was the image that I had of a 70-year-old. And same thing with a 90. But then I was asked, is that the version you want to be? And it was not. but I wasn't exactly clear on what version I did want. So many times in life, we are so focused on setting goals and reaching goals and achieving goals and getting to the next goal that we aren't focusing on the big picture, on the outcome. So we're working through RPM. R stands for results, or an even better word is outcome. Because you can easily ask yourself anytime you're about to do anything, or you're going through your to-do list like we were talking about in last episode, you can ask yourself, what is my desired outcome? What do I want? You know, my daughter had a sleepover and there were 5 fourth graders here. And of course, there's minor issues, right? And some of the girls came up to me to tell me about it. And I asked them, the first question I asked them after they told me everything was, what's our outcome? But what I said to them is, how do we want this to go down? What do we want our end result to look like? And I asked them, what do you want from this? And their answer was, we want everyone to stay. And I said, okay. So then I knew what I'm trying to do here. Because as a parent, you can have all kinds of ideas and make all kinds of scenarios in your head. But if you're not asking what outcome is desired, are you working towards that outcome or not? Because how do you know if you don't know, right? And I didn't even like really realize it, but it is a thing I do because I'm constantly focused on what result do I want here? Because I'm no longer just living life blindly by someone else's to-do list or someone else's agenda. I'm actively designing, creating, and living my life. And that is what I want for you. The difference between a goal and an outcome. We're going to have several examples of this, but I want you to get really, really clear. Is the difference is a goal is usually an idea, and most of the time it has a deadline attached to it, right? We get specific about our goals, we make measurable SMART goals, you know, the acronym, and an outcome is when you create a plan and you implement strategies and you RPM, and it's so much more than just checking a box to check the next box. So let's get into it. Too often we are focusing and putting all of our eggs in the basket of our goals, and this is when we end up quitting or we burn out because all you are focused on is the goal. When you are goal oriented, you tend to feel pushed more than pulled. We are pushing ourselves to reach our goals. You feel me? Pushing ourselves to reach our goals. But when we're clear on our outcome, we often feel pulled towards that outcome. And there is a big difference there. There is a big difference in the way that you show up, in the decisions you make, in the thoughts you have, in your energy level, in all of the things, the difference between those two. Let's get some clarity on your outcomes. It usually starts with a goal. So when someone has a goal, we'll go with our physical body, right? I am a health and fitness coach. I help women improve their health and mindset and feel better in their bodies. Generic, but not really, because it's so much more than just losing weight, because it was so much more than losing weight for me. But anyways, they usually have a goal to lose weight. And there is nothing wrong with your goals. Your goals are not wrong. They're just not deep enough. And they're goals. We're looking for the outcome here. So we can use those goals to get to the outcome. So you ask yourself, what is your goal? To lose weight. Okay, great. Why? I don't even need to know how much weight right now, because the amount of weight doesn't equate the outcome, right? When I started my fitness journey 10 years ago, my outcome, I had just had my first daughter. I was 233 pounds post C-section, and I was miserable. I wanted more babies, but I knew I couldn't afford to gain another 70 pounds from where I was. And it was that pregnancy was so painful. I wasn't allowed to work out. I had to go to the chiropractor like every day. It was unpleasant, and I hated it. I hated that I hated it, but I did. So my outcome when I started on my journey, my outcome was to have a better pregnancy. My outcome was to feel better about my body. My outcome was to be strong and healthy and have a healthy, fit pregnancy. I said that to myself so many times. I remember it so vividly. I wanted a healthy, fit pregnancy. That was my outcome. My goal was to lose 100 pounds. Your goals are things that are going to get you closer to that outcome. There is a huge difference between the two. The goals that you set for yourself and the outcome you desire should never equal each other. The goals are the mile markers. The goals are the stepping stones. The goals are the things that turn us into the person that we need to be to live that outcome. So if you don't know what your outcome is, you won't know what goals to set. And you will only be setting goals, and you will feel pushed and pushed and pushed. And when you meet resistance, you'll quit or you'll stop and you'll slide backwards. You're definitely not moving forward. Having the outcome, getting clarity on your outcome, that is the motivation. That is the power. Second example, my sobriety. So I'm very open about this. I am, almost 9 years sober. And this is my third big, serious, long attempt at getting sober. I mean, I've told myself a million times I was going to get sober, but I actually got sober 3 times. So I've had 2 relapses, and I do have a whole episode on that. I'm very open and honest about it, because getting sober is hard. And it doesn't always happen the first time for most people. Try again. But if you are someone who needs to get sober, is thinking about getting sober, has relapsed, and you're there again, this could be the difference for you. Know your outcome. For me, getting sober meant living my best life. It meant living a life that I didn't hide from. I was talking to my free community, Hot Mess Success community on Facebook, hashtag Hot Mess Success, all one word, community. You should join if you're not a member, because I do lives in there. And I was live before I started recording, and I said that, you know, when I got sober, I said I couldn't hate myself in any way, shape, or form. I couldn't hide my life anymore. I couldn't lie to myself. I couldn't lie to anybody else. I couldn't live a life that would make me want to drink. So I had to get really good and really comfortable at enjoying the life that I have, the honest reality. And so I am very focused on self-acceptance, self-love. I don't use filters. To each their own, but for me, I always need to see me and be okay with me, the reflection that I see. And so if it makes you feel better about you and showing up, then I say do it. But it doesn't do that for me because of my outcome. Because that's not part of my outcome. And when you know your outcome so clearly, you'll do just about anything to get there. And all of your decisions, you start weighing them up, like, does this align with my outcome? Because if you really get focused on the life that you want, that's where your energy will go. Where focus goes, energy flows. The life that you focus on is the life that you will have. And so I took to social media with public accountability about my drinking, about my sobriety, when it was hard, when I wanted to drink, all of the things. And I have owned that I am an alcoholic since that day that I got sober. And the first two times, I was just getting sober. The first time I was getting sober because I hurt somebody that I loved a lot. And the second time I got sober was because I also hurt someone I loved. And this time, it's because I was hurting someone that I love, but that time it was me. And there's a really big difference there. And my outcome was that I would live a life that I was happy and proud of on the outside and on the inside. So I practice what I preach. I'm honest, I'm vulnerable, and I'm maybe one of the realest that there are. And those have become my superpowers now. And I wouldn't trade them for anything. Moving on. So the R stands for results. The P stands for purpose. If you don't know why you're doing something, you won't do it. We talked earlier about when that resistance hit, you're going to quit. Same thing. If you don't know why you're doing something, but you keep telling yourself you want to do it, you won't do it. The purpose, a clear purpose, gives us the emotional drive to follow through, to keep going when it gets tough, when we don't want to. This is the secret sauce. First, you have to get clear on your outcome. You have to get clear on what you want and the difference between goals and outcomes. Ask yourself this: if you are struggling with the difference, ask yourself why 7 times. I have a goal to lose weight. Okay, great. Why? Because I feel uncomfortable in my clothes and I would like to feel better in my clothes. Okay, great. Why? Because I don't want my daughter growing up seeing me hate my body. Okay, great. Why? Not okay, great, but okay, good job. Why? Because I'm afraid that she will grow up to hate her body. And that is a very different answer than I want to lose weight. Now we're breaking generational curses. We're breaking generational trauma. You're changing the life for the generations to come. This is a much bigger deal, you feel me, than you want to lose weight. And this follows into the purpose too. If you don't know why, ask yourself 7 times, why? Go 7 layers deep, the 7 layers of why. I love this tool. I love this tactic. I've heard it on several personal development things. Ask yourself why 7 times if you want to get to the root of why you really want something or what it really is. Or if you work with clients, if you work with people and they can't figure it out, like, ask them why 7 times. You will get a much clearer answer, a much deeper answer. An answer that will actually make you move. Why do you want to improve your marriage? Why? 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 And then when you have that layer, that meaty thing there, that's a horrible way to describe it. That changes everything. That pulls you forward instead of being pushed. It's the difference. Also ask yourself, why is this a must? Because if you really want to do something, you've got to make it a must. We all get what we must have. Write that down. We all get what we must have. But most of us are out there shoulding all over ourselves, saying, I should, I should, I should, I should. How is this a must and not a should for you? 95% of the planet doesn't have a clear outcome for their life. 95% are just out there checking off the boxes. What do you think the chances of achieving the outcome you really want are if you don't know that outcome, if you're not aware of it? It's like slim to none. So let's get clear on your outcome and your purpose, why you are doing this. And the M is massive action plan. So we have results, purpose, massive action plan. And the thing I want you to know about this massive action plan is if you are really clear on one and two, this will be easy. This should be fun. Put on some music, jump around, move your body, and write down all of the things that you could do that would get you closer to that outcome. All of the things. You can't write down something wrong here. I'm not going to tell you that you have to do all of these things today, tomorrow, or ever. I'm just saying do the most massive brain dump that you can about all of the things that could get you just a little closer to that outcome. You write them down, and now you have a massive action plan. And here's the thing. If you know your outcome and you know why you're doing this, you will feel pulled and you will take more action. If you are struggling creating a massive action plan or taking action, go back to steps one and two and get clearer. Do another seven layers of why. A really important thing to know about the massive action plan is flexibility. Knowing that no one thing on that list is the thing. Being flexible, that's why you have to massive brain dump. You have to write down everything on there because you have to be willing to try, and keep trying. So that's why there's no idea too big or too small can go on the list because you may try them all. Here's the thing. If you are really clear on your outcome and why you are doing this, your purpose, you will do everything on that list. So my version of a 70-year-old, a 90-year-old, like I want to be dancing at my granddaughter, at my great-granddaughter's wedding. Not just attending, not just there watching, I want to be busting it down on the dance floor. That's my outcome. In our workout today, I told my husband, I said, a good gilf? Is that it? Is that what I want to be? A good gilf? So that's it. That's my outcome. So I treat everything differently if I'm thinking about being a badass grandma or a badass great grandma that is still lifting weights, that is still carrying kids and running around kids or sitting on the floor and doing all the things. And my life isn't full of pain. I'm adding that in there because I have a lot of pain in my life and I want to do the things to keep it at a manageable level. A good gilf. So what is your outcome? Because if you set your outcome of what kind of health you want to have at 70 or 90, that's exciting. That's exciting versus thinking I have 70 pounds to lose. That's not exciting. I've done it. It feels good when you do it. It is daunting and horrible while it's happening. The outcome changes the game. And you're probably focused on all the goals instead of the outcome. And you're cheating yourself. This was such a great topic for our team call last night because I feel like so many times when you get women in around really amazing, high-achieving women, we start setting all these great goals for ourselves, and that's great. We are good at setting goals. And in the biz, they call it vision. What is your vision? But I prefer outcome. That makes me feel like I'm in control. I am taking the actions. I am doing the things because that is the result I want. Listen, in life, you either get the results you want or the lesson you needed. But if you don't know what results you want, I bet you're going to get a lot more lessons. And when I didn't know what I wanted, I had a shit ton of lessons. I get a lot more results that I want these days, but it's because I know what I want. Sometimes it is that simple. It doesn't happen overnight, but when you are outcome focused, you're focused on the end game anyways. That's why I'm still here doing the things 10 years later. That's why I'm so focused on body love and self-confidence, because that was my outcome from day one. My goals have changed. So many goals have come and been achieved and celebrated, but my outcome, building a body that I love, basically, that is my outcome. And I have loved my body through all of it, with everything that's left and all the extra skin and everything, because that was my outcome. It's never too late to set these things, to think about these things. I mean, it's just the rest of your life we're talking about. Why not get clear on what you really want it to look like? So we know we're flexible with our massive action plan, that there is no one thing. I mean, if you look at this list that you made, there's probably 20% of that list is probably going to give you 80% of the results. That doesn't mean that 80% that gives you 20% results is pointless. That doesn't mean we scratch it off, because an idea is an idea, and the more ammo you have at your disposal, the more confident you feel to take action. So be flexible, know that there is no one way to get there. And if you're really clear, you will do as many things on that list as it takes to get there, because that is the only outcome for you. There isn't a plan B. It's not like, well, that's my goal. If I fail, I don't get it. No, like that's the outcome that we're going for. So everything, if it doesn't get us closer, then we got the lesson we needed. Use it. Take notes. Clarity is power. The more clear you are on these things, mainly one and two, the easier three will be. And so that's it. That's all we have today. We have results, purpose, and massive action plan. The most important thing I want you to know from today, these are all important things, but you need to know your outcome in all categories of your life, or you're just shooting blanks. You don't even know what target you're aimed at. Because you're aiming at every mile marker along the way. And I'm never going to tell you not to set goals. It's great. Great. But don't think the goal is the thing driving you. The goal is the thing pushing you. The more outcome focused you are, the more you will feel pulled. That's it. That's all I have for you today. It was a short one. I hope it's good. I hope it's effective. I hope you come back, listen to this many, many times, as many times as you need to. And I want you to keep in mind that understanding this process is simply step one. I am going to work through this by creating an RPM block and getting deeper into the guts of this and really focusing on creating that list and taking this for any project or area of your life. That is what I'm going to be focusing on this month with my clients, how to manage your time and manage your life. If you are looking for more coaching, for more help, this is for you. I would love to work with you. I would love to help you reach your outcomes and make that a reality. So if you feel like you need some more work, this is what I do. This is what I love doing. It's helping women get out of their own way and create and live the life of their dreams, the life they truly desire. And if that is you, I would love to work together. Get in touch with me and let's start creating and managing and living that life that you truly deserve. See you next time.